With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Pursuing his successful crime-crushing strategy in the nation's capital, President Trump is now seeking the most severe of punishments for convicted killers in the city.
In his ongoing crackdown on crime in Washington, D.C., the president said he wants murderers to pay the ultimate price.
If somebody kills somebody in the capital, Washington, D.C., we're going to be seeking the death penalty.
During a cabinet meeting at the White House, he said he doesn't know if the country is ready for capital punishment, but insisted we have no choice. D.C. and nearly two dozen states have abolished the death penalty. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ending the war in Gaza will be the subject of a high-level meeting today at the White House. President Trump will preside. The administration will roll out its latest plan for ending the bloodshed. Firefighters in California's wine country making slow but steady progress in their battle to corral the massive picket fire in Napa County. The blaze, which has charred just over 6,800 acres, is now about 20% contained. Evacuation orders do remain in place in several areas. SpaceX has launched its latest test of a mega rocket Starship. Following several failures, this time success. Starship blasted off from SpaceX launch site in Texas last evening. The Starship launched eight dummy satellites into space before splashing down intact as planned in the Indian Ocean. Uncle Herschel and the Barrel are making a comeback, and President Trump couldn't be happier. The president taking to Truth Social to congratulate Cracker Barrel for abandoning its new minimalist logo and returning to its more traditional design. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 25 points, NASDAQ futures 5 points higher. This is SRN News. A major medical facility is doing a 180.
Boston Children's Hospital was the first in the nation to open a pediatric gender clinic where kids could get sex change operations or receive puberty-blocking hormones. Now under pressure from the Trump administration and fearing lawsuits from unhappy customers, the hospital is trying to erase history. Gay activists report the BCH has done a thorough purge of its website to remove all references to the surgeries it carried out in the past. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A network of abortion clinics in Maine will not resume getting Medicaid funding while its lawsuit against the Trump administration plays out. The decision against Maine family planning by a federal judge comes despite a ruling last month by a different judge who stated that Planned Parenthood clinics around the country must continue to be reimbursed. In his ruling against Maine family planning, Judge Lance Walker said that Congress can withhold federal funds and otherwise disassociate from conduct not enshrined in a constitutional right. At least a dozen colleges targeted by a caller falsely reporting a gunman on campus.
The calls have spread fear among students and faculty members as the school year begins. Hoax calls and false alarms sending students and teachers scrambling for safety in classrooms. Yet officers who swarmed around various campuses looking for any threat have found none in the last few weeks. Security teams say officials must now find the right balance in keeping people on guard just in case any real threats are in the future. Jason Walker reporting.
The U.S. is ramping up efforts to boost production of crucial components used in electric vehicles, smartphones, fighter jets. The Trump administration is pouring resources into the critical rare earth minerals industry with the goal of reducing reliance on China. More details, SRNNews.com.